Hello, thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Oh, Ashley, hi. This is Bob Easton calling. Say, I've called twice now, once on September 10th and then on November 7th. Basically, I did an online thing and got this pulse oximeter, but then they signed me up for some $50 a month gadget club, but I canceled that, and the lady last time said they would credit my card back for the October charge, and that hasn't happened yet. So I want to make sure that you guys are going to do that, and so how can you help me with that today?
Be happy to check on any orders in our system for you. Can I have your zip code to search your name under real quick?
80538. And I've got a confirmation number here from the last call, if that'll help.
No, that's okay. Just a moment. I believe I found some matching information for you, Mr. Easton, just to be certain. Can I ask for your street address as well?
4409 Sheridan Avenue in Loveland, Colorado.
Thank you. That is what we have on file, and it does bring up what you're calling in reference to. It is a canceled account where you had purchased the pulse oximeter, and leading to the membership fee being billed at $49.97, the account being canceled. There are quite a few notations here for October and November. So I see that they had attempted to process the credit quite a few times through the account itself, and the refund wasn't able to be processed through the account. So looks like
how
as
is that
of
possible?
I'm sorry?
How is that possible to not be able to credit back?
Electronically, it's mentioned here it has something to do with the pathway that the electronic refund takes. It's having an issue. Like it's kind of coming back as it's not going through the system. So what they had notated when you spoke with Brianna on the 7th of November is
right.
That they sent the refund to be processed through our corporate office. So the following day, it looks like that request was received at corporate on the 8th of November. Trying to see if there's been any updates since then. I'm not seeing any further update past when the request was received in corporate office on the 8th. I can get this sent back over for you.
Is it a matter of something to do with the credit card? Or?
Is your credit card canceled or anything like that or
nope.
Blocked?
No. It might, well, I got a notification that it might have been a fraudulent charge
okay.
from the credit card, and I called them, and they had to unlock something, and I don't know what that means, but they did something. Maybe you guys are locked out of my card somehow.
I was just about to ask because with you mentioning that your bank had alerted you flagging our charges as fraud.
The credit, not the bank, the credit.
Your credit card company. Yeah, your financial
right.
institution. Excuse me. So right. if they had flagged any amount of ours as fraud, it's quite possible, you know, in my experience, that they could have put a block on our company, and that may be what's leading to the credit not being put through on the account. Again, I'm more than happy to get this passed over to our corporate office again for you. We have promised the full refund on the billing error, and we're happy to get that done. I'm just, at this point, I'm not certain what the hang-up would be for them to get that processed on corporates, and I know if we're not able to get it to go through on the account, there is some further options they have available to do, like get you sent out a check.
You can send me a check.
Okay. Let me get this pulled up for you, and I'm going to submit another request on this.
Okay. Or I could give you a different account you could send it to.
We couldn't update to use a different payment method to receive the refund.
Well, other than a check?
Yeah, that would be about the only other option. Let's see. And as a good contact phone number for you, the 970-481-8581?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's an email here. If they do decide to reach out via email, could they do so at kakilopaka@yahoo.com?
Yes.
That amount is for the $49.97. And just to confirm, Mr. Easton, for the check, if they are going to send one out, would you receive it at the 4409 Sheridan Avenue in Loveland, Colorado as well?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. All right, Mr. Easton, I really appreciate your patience. So I've gathered all I've needed to get it sent over to corporate and for them to get this rectified on their end, get you sent out some type of check for the credit.
What's the corporate? What's the name of the corporation?
So this is a web-based company. Hold on one sec. So their direct website is topconsumerdeals.com.
Topconsumerdeals.com. Okay. And you're just working all this through emails and electronically. You don't talk to them at all, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, Ashley, I think I'll just keep this note that I wrote down today that you're going to try to get to them and have them send a check to my home address versus trying to credit that card again.
Yes, sir. I do want to let you know as well, this process could take anywhere, I would say, about 7 to 10 business days or so. But on the outside of that time frame, if you do have any questions or concerns, you can definitely reach back out to double check on the status.
I will do that. And this is I have to call this 855 number each time and then just wait for y'all to answer it.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry about any wait time. Sometimes, especially during the week, we do get a bit busy.
Sure. No worries. I'll keep trying.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else for you?
Nope. Appreciate it.
Very welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye.